God in the Word together.
Tell you how Acts encouraged I am by hearing.
If you don't have a Bible, I don't want anyone to be without.
I was going to say good singing,
Bibles, and I'm not saying that to person
slam
next
you
more
all.
Conveniently,
it was,
we have
delightful.
The Bibles in the back of the
soul-energizing singing as you all engaged in worshiping our God together. I get to sit up toward the front, and so I get to hear a good portion of it. And I'm truly thankful. It was encouraging. So a scripture reading today is found in Acts chapter 24.
We're going to actually
find a Bible.
Story.
If you don't have one on your phone or on your tablet or in your lap, there are
Paul, the missionary,
like this.
Is actually now done being a free man.
They should be in the rack.
He's roaming
near you
the
somewhere
earth now.
In Acts chapter 24.
He had been roaming the earth preaching the gospel, and that ministry is done. He's now a prisoner because of that ministry.
We're jumping in the middle of a longer section, several chapters.
And the military commander, whose name
story, story
in this passage,
an event in the life of the early church
tribune,
with the Apostle Paul. On
Claudius
trial
Lysias,
for his public ministry,
the military
of preaching God's
to make
word,
sense of,
representing the Lord Jesus
here,
Christ,
sure
as calling people from their sin to rest
so
in the Lord Jesus Christ,
would,
and now
happen,
because of that,
facing
that message
he's
is hated
and confused. He doesn't know what
he
to make of
it. He is unjustly assaulted.
The
he's unjustly imprisoned, and he is now facing a legal trial. So let's jump into that context. The Apostle
Claudius
Paul has just
Lysias
experienced a
trying
trip
to figure
up to
things
Caesarea,
out
and he's waiting now for the trial to
many
begin.
Many who are eager to put an end to Paul.
Acts 24, verse 1.
So this clash and this conflict.
And after 5 days, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a spokesman, one Tertullus. They laid before the governor their case against Paul.
The Jews made a plot,
and when
and
he
bound
had been summoned, Tertullus began
to
accuse him,
drink,
saying,
so they had killed Paul.
Since through you, we enjoy much peace, and since by your foresight, most excellent Felix, reforms are being made for this nation in every way and everywhere,
we
accept this with all gratitude.
Now, therefore, you,
but to detain you no further, I beg you, in your kindness, to hear us briefly.
You were going to determine his case more exactly.
For we have found this man a plague.
Kill him before he comes near.
One who stirs up riots among all the Jews throughout the world and is a ringleader
of
the sect of the Nazarenes.
Entered the barracks, and
he even tried to profane the temple, but we seized him.
Paul called one of the centurions.
By examining him yourself, you will be able to find out from him about everything of which we accuse him.
So he, the centurion, took him and brought him to the tribune and said,
the Jews,
Paul the prisoner, called me
mentioned in
and
verse
asked
one.
Me to
the
bring
Jews
this
also
young man
joined
to
in
you,
the charge,
and he has something
affirming
to say to you.
That all these things were so.
He took him by the hand and going aside, asked him,
and when Felix, the governor, had nodded
what
to
is it that
him
you have
to speak,
to tell me?
Paul replied,
and he said, the Jews have agreed.
Knowing
to
that for many years you have been a judge over this nation, I cheerfully make my defense.
Somewhat more closely about him,
you can verify
do not be
that it is not more than 12 days since I went up to worship
40
in Jerusalem.
Of their men are lying in ambush
and they did not
him,
find me disputing with anyone
or
stirring
oath,
up a crowd,
either, to eat nor drink
either in the temple or in the synagogues
now
or in the city.
Now they are ready, waiting for your consent.
Neither can they prove to you what they now bring up against me.
Charging him, tell
but
no
this
one
I confess
that you
to you,
me of these things.
That according to the way,
then he, the
which they call a sect, I worship the God
of
our fathers, of
the centurions and
believing
said,
everything laid down by the law and written
with
in the
70
prophets,
horsemen and 200
having a hope in God,
go
which these men themselves
the
accept, that there will be
the
a resurrection
also,
of both the just
for Paul
and the unjust.
To ride and bring him safely to Felix.
So I always take pains to have a clear conscience both toward both God and man.
Tribune. Wrote
now, after
to this
several years, I came to bring
Claudius
alms to my
Lysias
nation and to present offerings.
The governor
while I was
Felix
doing this,
greetings.
They found me purified
this man
in the temple.
Was seized by
without
the
any crowd
and was
or
about to be killed by them.
But
when
some Jews from
them,
Asia, they ought to
the
be here before you to make an accusation.
Upon them with the
should they have anything
him,
against
having
me?
Learned that he was a Roman citizen.
Or else let these
and
men themselves
the
say what wrongdoing
they
found when
I
stood before the council.
Council.
Other than this one thing that I cried out while standing among them,
law,
it is with respect to the resurrection of the dead that I am trial before you this day.
And when it was disclosed to me that there would
but
be a
Felix,
plot against
having
the man,
a rather accurate knowledge of the way,
at once, ordering
them off,
his accusers also
saying,
to state before you
when
what
Lysias,
they have against
the tribune, comes down, I will decide your case.
So the soldiers, according to their instructions,
then he gave orders to the
Paul
centurion that
by night
all
to
he should be kept in custody, but
and on the next
have
day
some liberty,
they returned to the barracks,
and that none of his friends should be prevented from attending to his
when
needs.
When they had come to Caesarea and delivered the letter to
after
the governor,
after some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla,
On reading the letter, Jewish. He asked what province
and
he was
sent
from,
for Paul and heard him speak about
he was
faith
from
in Christ.
Cilicia, he said, I will give you
and
a hearing
Paul reasoned
when your
about righteousness.
Arrived. And he commanded him to be guarded in Herod's
and the coming judgment.
The rest will continue, Lord willing.
Felix
next
was
week,
alarmed.
But we'll stop there for now.
And said, go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon
Father,
you.
Father, by way of singing, we have asked
at the same
him
time,
to
he
come.
Hoped that money would be given him by
we've
Paul.
Been pleading with
so
you
he
to show
sent
up,
for him often
speak,
and conversed
oh
with him. When 2 years had
you
elapsed,
want to receive from your word.
Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. And desiring to do a favor,
and it seems like
the Jews
some, it will be just
favor,
another
Felix
Sunday school lesson
Paul
with some story.
Prison.
But Father,
that is
I
the reading
today
of
that
our
your word,
holy God's word, and
well,
let's
we know
pray
that it
to him
exposes
now.
Today. It exposes us and our fallenness, and you and your bigness.
Father,
so
we
please give us help and hope as we bow now before
you right
voice
now.
To hear from you and be blessed by you. And pray this in Jesus'
genuinely
name.
Genuinely bow
Amen.
Before you right now.
So
our
this story, this historic account of an event in ancient Israel is fascinating. It's suspenseful. It's not really dry reading.
Well,
it's captivating. You want to read it? You probably
right
might
now.
Go home and read more to find
we
out
all have
what
responsibilities
happened,
right now. We are in
do.
The presence of your word.
And yet,
my
as we
responsibility
peer
as a
closely
creature
at
is
it,
to
and
fairly
I call on you to do that.
You
that we
and
would
words,
peer
please,
a little
and
more closely
humility,
at
ask,
it. We're drawn to see
that you would allow
well,
me
at least
to be a
two
mouthpiece
things, but
representing
you
your
two
truth
things.
Well.
One thing
in a way
about
that is
us,
understandable, but also that moves. Hearts.
Ready to receive that? This is the mirror
Lord,
of God's word.
That
it'll
job,
shine in your
call.
Face, and it might not
so I ask
be pretty.
That you would send your spirit to take your word.
So we're
going to
look and
and
see
and
one thing about
us,
and then
it.
One
and
thing
Lord, I think
about God.
Those sitting under this preaching
makes the mirror image.
Father, they have responsibility now too.
So first, let's talk,
please
take a look within. And this passage presents the human heart on display. Now, it's easy
allow
when there's somebody preaching a sermon that when we say the human
word,
heart is on display,
what it really is,
you're thinking
of
those guys out there
speaking to
or
them
those people
this
that
moment,
are causing trouble over there or
sweet
and sitting right next to me.
Everlasting.
So I implore you to know that this is what God's
so
word
that
for
hope
you.
We pray, and we pray this,
this is
in the
your
name of Jesus
heart
Christ.
On display.
Amen.
This is you considering what's going on within.
Most of you are,
and what we find,
I would say,
is
quite familiar
in
with how
amazement.
The legal system works,
the,
how
the
court
softening
works.
Of wickedness.
And then I would say
the
reason you're quite familiar with
sin
how court
is
works is because
okay.
you've watched
so,
television before.
The human heart
most everything you know about
sin.
The law and how
your
court
human
works,
heart
you probably learned from television
sin.
Or the movies. Some of
so
you,
we read in the passage here about
it's
these
from Perry Mason
that
from
are
quite
out
a while ago.
Ball.
Others of you
now,
of my generation, it was
this is
Judge Wapner in the People's
look at
Court.
Who these people are.
Some of you might know Judge Judy or some other ones that I might not be familiar with, in which we learn about.
And they're living under the rule of law, which is what the Old Testament.
This passage right here,
the Jewish
is
in fact, right in this moment in history,
it's not a television show.
The New Testament will be.
It is a reality
during this time.
But
so
there
the
is
people of faith living under a rule of law, the word of God.
It is
fact,
fascinating.
Notice,
it's
even
fascinating,
so
it might even
language.
Be riveting to you.
About an oath.
These events
we're
that
making
we're
an
reading
oath
about.
To God.
But
what
I want
about fasting,
cause you to see, what I
want to
lead you to
done.
See, is two great contrasts
and
that are
further,
unfurled as we go through
purposes.
This passage. And these contrasts
hate
teach
Paul.
Us some valuable things.
Christianity.
So stay with me
so
as we look
the
at these
today,
contrasts.
Right?
The first contrast we have in this legal drama is a contrast between lies
actually,
and
further,
truth.
You see, it's not just the 40. They,
you have this contrast in this legal drama between lies spoken and truth proclaimed.
In too, those who live closer to
so
the
let's work through the text
14,
and see this. When you come to the passage,
legal,
we already know the main character throughout this passage has been
they had
human characters,
that
the Apostle
the sixth
Paul. You already know he's facing
shall
some pretty
not
hard
kill.
Things.
Is actually
some
not binding
hardship.
On them. In fact, it's virtuous
this man was
to break
hated.
It. Now, isn't that
if you've ever
logic
been hated,
defied,
you
I'm
know
under the
what
law
like.
Of God. The Ten Commandments are my rule of life. And yet,
haters.
The sixth one
you
know, you shall
just
not
people
kill.
Offended
it's
by
not
him. They
binding
literally hated
on us.
Him.
In fact, it's going
to
be virtuous.
There was a death wish on the Apostle Paul.
Now, as we get
they
to
hated him to the point where they wished that he would die,
and
they were trying to take measures to kill him.
It's actually, these are more like vigilantes and terrorists.
Paul was also had been a prisoner.
And so we see the softening, the human heart softens sense to the point where they can
we have to
justify
to
murder.
He was also alone. He didn't have his family members, parents, schoolmates.
He also
he was
by
not
himself.
Just
softening of sin.
Well, not really, right? Who was with him?
We also see the control of sin on
the Lord Jesus
heart.
Was with him. We read about that a few weeks ago. So he wasn't quite alone, but he didn't have the human body.
When we
look
historically back at the Pharisees and Sadducees and those who hated Paul and hated Jesus, this fellow
believer, the Apostle Paul, enters into this courtroom drama, not by his own desire, but because of the desire of others.
It reveals what sins were
there. Let's walk through the courtroom drama together. Let's look at the cast of characters presented here. You first have the judge who was introduced right away, Felix.
Chapter 11,
They are terribly angry.
The governor of Judea.
So he was a ruler. He had legal authority. What he would say would be binding. So he was a literal judge.
It's something that all of us see really well in other people, right?
And not as much. This is important so you understand what the Apostle Paul was up against. A contemporary historian of the Apostle Paul, Tacitus or Tacitus,
end of anger.
That is, he was living the same time the Apostle Paul, and writing down the events as they were unfurling and giving us a history of the moment. He wrote about Felix, and this is what he said about
with a knife. Felix,
you might just murder with words.
Tacitus explained
that with savagery and lust, he exercised his power
to the point where these guys could justify.
There's Felix for you.
We can break the sixth.
Here's
commandment.
The leader, the judge,
the religious council
and his
can
reputation
say,
was savagery and lust.
It controls.
And actually, just looking through
over.
This chapter, what
another
do we know about
sin
him?
That we see that.
Oh,
these,
we see he's greedy.
This group had
he really didn't care about here. Justice.
See it in
so that's
places.
The judge
actually,
that the Apostle Paul
this
was standing
is the book right before the book of Acts. John
and then you have the
12.
Accusers.
This is
so the judge is presiding, and here is the
can relate to.
Accusers. And there's several people mentioned here. First of all, you have Agrippa, the high priest. According to Josephus,
so
who is another
is controlling
contemporary
is
historian, this is somebody who is watching
palatable.
These things
it's
unfold
okay.
and writing them
it's
down.
Justifiable.
Here's
or,
what
or it's
Josephus
so
writes about Ananias, the high priest.
Blind to anything but
that
fulfilling
Ananias
that desire in their heart.
Was wealthy.
And so in John chapter 12, you have this
he was
fascinating
insolent,
passage
that
in
is
John
rude,
chapter 12,
brash,
beginning all the
offensive.
Way in verse 42.
He was cruel, and he was greedy. All the marks of a pastor you
Jesus
are, right?
Jesus was talking.
And here he was as the high priest with these characteristics. No,
here.
Josephus isn't
but you see
sitting next to him. He's not just observing. He's watching this unfold within the nation.
Some people harden their hearts. Some
so
people
have
rejected God.
That
some
accuser,
were blind to Jesus on earth.
And then you have
this human
guy,
flesh,
first and only time mentioned in the Bible,
nevertheless, many, even
verse
of the
one, he's called a spokesman.
Believed in Jesus.
He was a trained and experienced
but
lawyer.
For fear of the Pharisees,
he was a hired gun. He was skilled at his profession.
So they would not be put out of the synagogue, for they
now,
loved
not much
the
else
glory
is known about him from the
man,
text or even from history, but we just know
God.
That he was paid well to use his expertise in the case against the Apostle Paul.
Experience of every one of you in this room. We all get
and
angry.
Then there were some elders we that were there from
feel the great idolatry
Jerusalem
trying to please everybody.
Represent and
fear
affirm
of man.
All that it said. That's what
if
we
I
know
say
who the
this,
accusers were.
Do
now we go to the
or
charges.
Act in this way, people aren't going to
so
like
the
it.
The charges
so
is laid out
along.
In this passage. Actually, this is where you begin to see the lies right away. You see the lies begin
that
to unfold.
That is one of the sins that controlled them. It softened them. They could live freely in sin.
Just reading the introduction.
And it's powerful and
Tertullus begins
to jealousy and
go
envy.
With flowery words to Felix through. To just show great appreciation
which
of him as a form of pretty significant
bit,
flattery when you read through
it's
them.
That desire of security.
That was, by the way, normal. There was a proper respect. There was a proper deference to authority. And there's a proper recognition for thank you for hearing my voice.
The point where it provokes sin,
but
we're comfortable with it.
The flattery that Tertullus went into was overkill.
Sin is powerful. Sin is very deceptive.
Now, it's also a bit of dishonesty.
As I said before,
whereas the Jewish population did look at Felix as their governor with some appreciation because it did bring about some reforms. Generally speaking, they did not like this guy.
Would you write down...
And what Tertullus is saying here publicly, they would not say privately about Felix.
So there's this stretch of truth already
taking
place.
This is true flattery.
Then we said, okay,
say nice things about you to get something from you.
Now
the
ink would suddenly get dry and
we would not know
what to do. Or we might know some.
Well, the charges come up then.
And then we would ask the question, okay, put those papers
what a
side
beginning.
By side. Which
this
one
man,
bothers you more?
This accused is a plague.
It's going to be the sins of the spouse, not my own.
Nice word picture,
sin
huh?
Sin is softened in our
he's
hearts.
He's infected and
whether it be
dirty
anger
and diseased and
jealousy
he's bringing
or
that
whatever
to the masses.
We get very comfortable with
he's
sin.
He's a
and
pest
this is bad
that's stirring up trouble.
Sisters. This is very
that
bad
that was
news.
What they're
it's
trying
so
to argue for.
Your life,
this man in your governance
Lord Jesus
is a troublemaker.
I would say to you,
he stirs up riots among Jews all over the world, and here he is now in
that you
Israel,
must see your sin for what it really
so
is.
So this would be a serious charge.
bringing
not
the word,
just
a mirror of the word before you. You've got
of disturbing
to see
the peace, but in large
really
measure,
is.
This man really rocks
in
the
fact,
peace of anyone he comes
passage.
Into contact with.
Do you see
with.
This sin for what it is?
That's the first
when
charge.
You look at
the second
Jews,
charge, continuing
these,
verse 6.
People of the Jewish faith, these 40 men who are using
Paul is a ringleader for the Nazarenes.
And they're bound by an oath.
That's interesting. If
they're
going
to do what
six,
they can to kill the apostle Paul. We look at that.
It's an intentional word. He is a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes.
That's crazy.
Sect is a peculiar group of people.
Brothers and sisters, our sin is also deplorable.
And he's a ringleader of the sect of Nazareth.
The word
that's referring to Nazareth, the location in Israel.
Aren't flattering by any means.
Even from Jesus' time, the people of Nazareth were not looked upon with favor.
Go past the book of Acts that we were just in.
Nazareth was a backwoods town.
You have this descriptive language of God saying,
how I define
your sin.
You really relate to that.
What sinners are.
And I'll be careful in putting that out other than saying that was a put down.
Apart from the Lord Jesus Christ of what sin is.
These were people who looked down upon. These were people who were unfavorable. In Jewish culture, you would put your nose up and plug it when you would think of the people from Nazareth. And what's happening here is Tertullus is trying to
just
do character assassination here. This is a smear on this man. This guy's
right away getting
ruler, a ringleader of these Nazarenes.
Whether you hold to it or not, but we'll go on.
It's charge two.
At the right time,
Christ
died for
verse six. He profaned the temple,
the ungodly. So.
Now, you could look back at where this comes
God
from back in chapter 21, verse 29, but the reality is they
wrongly
assume that the Apostle Paul had brought a Gentile
loaded,
into the inner courts of the temple.
Of who you are.
And as when we were back in chapter 1,
ungodly.
We explained there were signs posted all over
God.
In Greek
the would
and
be
in Hebrew and in Latin saying, if you are a Gentile, do not go in here or else you will die. And there's archaeological evidence. There's some of these signs that have been discovered in
the
last few centuries.
The anger that you had toward the kids, the jealousies you've had, the
charges
that you had about whatever it is.
And no, that is serious
ungodly
charge
act.
In actuality, those
spitting
signs
in the
were
face
not just
God.
Fear tactics. The Romans gave authority to the
down
Jews
verse
to actually
here's another
carry through on that threat. And Gentiles who did go into the temple had been executed.
For us, and that while we were still
Tertullus
sinners.
Finishes the accusation with another lie.
That word can become just comfortable.
If you remember, if you've been
sinners,
tracing
right?
this, you'll notice it right away.
I sin, you sin, and then we begin
he
to
says,
tame this indictment.
At the end of verse 6
do
there,
not tame this word.
After he's saying
to
that
be
he
a sinner
the temple,
is one who is a
but
transgressor.
We seized him.
We are in defiance of God's
if you look
authority,
back to chapter 21, it wasn't a grab and let's put him in jail.
We are
they
taking
to
his
lynch
hand
him.
Away and slapping him.
That's what they were after. They were trying to lynch him, and then the Romans stepped in to pull him apart, pull him away from that and seize him.
Now, if we take both those
then
words
Tertullus
and apply it
concludes
to those
his argument by
us,
saying,
"Here, here,
with,
that's
with
what
they
are."
Said, and then it also
but
says in verse 9
God's
that there were some
saying,
Jews
here,
that,
here right?
that had
your
stood up and said, "Here, here, that's true. Everything that was just presented
true
is truth."
Verse 10.
And of course, the Jews
if,
would be those mentioned
this
in
Romans 5,
verse
10. For if while we were
present to you that sadly
enemies
and
we were
unjustly,
which is the gospel,
all of these people were breaking the eighth commandment. You all remember
your
the Ten Commandments, right? And I hope you know them well enough
God
to kind of get an idea of what's happening
is,
and what
fact,
commandment they broke.
It is cosmic
but what they were doing, of
the
ten
the
rules
God
laid for the people of Israel, they were very comfortably and very passionately violating
it.
Commandment number 8, which is you shall
sin,
not bear false witness against your neighbor.
It's compelling.
Well, the charges were done, and Paul steps up to give his defense, and that's the next part of the drama of this is Paul now
it seems
steps
big and
up,
bad when others
nod.
Do it.
Felix
but not
gives
so
a
much
nod. Your
do.
Turn, Paul, and he stands to give
and
his.
And what else do we do?
Defense. And Paul the Apostle,
blame,
you
right?
see.
Well, I responded
beginning
in anger,
verse 10.
You would
was,
have
was also cordial and kind to Felix.
Well, I worry all the
he
time.
Was much
I just
more
need,
modest and brief.
We blame.
Than
we blame our
was.
Situations. We blame other people.
And right away you begin to see
it?
This. This difference.
Well, everybody does it.
There's some integrity here. There's some honesty happening
people worse than
flattery. It's not flowery.
Or we feel entitled to do it.
And Paul begins to refute line by line the lies that have been told about him, point by point, accusation by accusation.
They have every right to be angry.
The first accusation, Paul is a troublemaker.
So I would say us looking at this passage.
Not true.
Even we could
Paul says, I've only been around for 12 days. And in the time that I've been in Jerusalem,
there's
no evidence that there was a riot that I started. You can see this in verses 11 through 13.
God's word would say,
and Paul states it very quickly, right up front. This is verifiable. Just send a few guys down there and just ask around.
One of the songs we
you can verify this. That's a lie.
Love.
Many of you
there's
love
no
that
record
song.
Of a disturbance
a
in the temple or the
gospel.
City that
Paul had caused.
And the words,
in fact, second
why
verse
was Paul
says,
there?
Behold the man on the cross.
Verse
so
11,
let's
to worship
the Lord Jesus Christ.
He wasn't there to instigate trouble.
Then we
he was there actually to worship his God. It's my sin upon his shoulders.
Paul then moves on to the second accusation.
Ashamed, I hear my mocking
that
voice
he's a part of some low-life gang. Stoppers.
It was my
That's
sin
not
that
true
held
either.
Him there. He does admit
this past
to
week,
being
I was
a follower of the
way,
that is
children
the way of the
Lord and
the Jesus gospel,
Christ,
aching for all of our children.
There's a confession
to
of faith here happening.
Connected to him.
But that wasn't contrary to the Jewish
faith. To him
faith.
And experienced conversion to the Lord Jesus
in the,
Christ.
In the Jewish scriptures.
And as I was thinking,
he confesses
even
here, I worship
the
same God as my ancestors.
My authority is the Old Testament scriptures.
So we want
now,
them to get to the point
just
where
you understand
there's
the gospel. They
start,
admit, I am a sinner before a holy God.
Between the Christian
God.
Faith and the Jewish faith.
But the guilt of my sin is upon me. If I face God in my sin, it's not going to go well for me. I'm guilty before him.
The Lord
Jesus comes and takes
the
guilt. And we want them to know and articulate that.
And so the way is here, Christ followers who are confessing
the
Old Testament scripture and bearing
sure
witness to Christ.
Grasping, but you see the fruit of that in their life.
Christ is the one,
of the
in whom God's promises have been
conversion that parents will look for.
So in other words,
see,
Paul's
if they're
saying,
really
I'm not a contrarian,
is grief over sin.
I'm not a dissident. I'm not a Jewish
grief
outcast.
Over sin.
I believe
in
the same
you,
scripture,
the
same God, and the same resurrection as they do.
Just some cultural thing.
Well, then the
it's
third accusation
genuine reality
the
is that
Paul
you
refutes,
grieve over your sin.
And that is he had profaned the temple. And we jump down to verses 16 through 18 to see this.
It's not the absence of sin.
That's not true
but the
either.
Grieving over sin. And that
Paul had come to Jerusalem for religious purposes.
Professors of faith.
To bring gifts
not
to the poor, to
perfect.
Present offerings at the temple.
Not that that's next week.
And actually, look at
last
verse 18.
Last week he
about
5,000 sins.
The temple.
This week it's going to be 4,000. I must
pure.
Be a Christian. It's not that necessarily.
NIV translates that he was ceremonial pure.
Not the absence of sin, but
gone
the grieving over
it,
which
helps
you
see the Spirit at work in your life.
In fact, J.C.
So Paul
Ryle puts it
refutes
even
all
says,
of those accusations.
I'm convinced that the
first
steps toward attaining a higher
Felix
standard of holiness,
the ones who had
realized
the eyewitnesses,
the
ones who initially had brought the charges against him, they weren't even there.
Or the Apostle
those
Paul.
Those first ones, those
way,
eyewitnesses,
is,
didn't even show up in court
because you were
give
grieved.
A testimony. They had other
been
people
confronting them about
secondary
sin.
Sources showing up.
First
here.
Corinthians, the first
Paul
Corinthians,
ends his defense.
He's confronting them over sin, and he says, I've heard how you've responded to my confrontations, and he says, I'm rejoicing, not because
19.
You were saddened,
he ends
but because
defense,
you were grieved into repenting. For you felt a
verses
godly
19, 20,
grief,
21
so that you
here.
Suffered no loss.
In summary,
Jesus even
he's
put
saying,
it this way, blessed
when I stood
are those
before the council
mourn,
in Jerusalem,
for they shall be comforted. Now,
some of them
so
found me
here
guilty of something.
Rusting out
but some of these guys
here
said, I'm not guilty, and yet I'm still here.
Wicked.
And the
so
ones that found me guilty
right
of something, they found me guilty of
a theological error.
It
not
leaves
anything
us in one of
crimes
two places
right
against
now.
The kingdom of Rome.
Either we realize I am comfortable towards sin,
in fact,
I'm good.
If you wanted to,
and
you
the
could
only
trace
other
back
alternative
to
is to be grieving over my sin and be miserable.
Where
so which one do you want?
Lystra, the tribune.
Basically, that was his written
somebody
statement.
Said neither, thank you.
We find nothing wrong with him.
This is a theological
that honestly,
matter. This is a belief matter.
Some people
this is
view
nothing
Christianity
that deserves
that
any
way.
Sort
some
of execution or any sort of jailing.
It's not good news.
Now,
it's
as we've gone through that
other,
and laid out this courtroom
that
drama,
saved
it's interesting
from
how
sin.
Luke, who is the human instrument
Jesus
God
came
used
to
write the book of Acts for us,
that Luke brings before us this
that's
contrast,
the comfort of
this,
the gospel.
This contrast of
we can
Paul's
rightly
innocence
face our sin
and the guilt
of those who are trying to get Paul
and recognize
guilty.
That we have fallen short of God's glory and grieve
Luke
over
is
that
establishing
sin.
Paul's
and then
innocence,
that God has
but also
provided
his
for us rescue.
And I think
that
this
sin.
Is crucial and key.
Because
Jesus
as you keep
is a deliverer,
going through the
and he delivers
of Acts
us from the
Paul
penalty
of that sin,
people.
The guilt before
he has
God,
a wonderful
but also
reputation, and
us.
People are seeking him out.
And so
because
when you
he was
feel
a man of integrity and
feel
particularly
the trustworthy
grief. That is God on the move trying to
the
deliver
injustice
you further,
is clearly laid out.
To work
it was
in
presented
your life,
as it was,
to
and
have
we're
a
sniffing it right now, saying that's a pack
if
of lies.
If you're comfortable
it's
in
not
your
true.
Sin, you're comfortable living in defiance to God.
And yet, it's highlighting the
God
trustworthiness
and love
of
is not
Paul.
Calling you to do that.
And if you go
so
deep through
we
our
do
passage
see
in chapter 24, you see that
display.
This
we see our hearts on display,
Felix
right?
That we're seeking Paul out.
Well, let's
second back to
Ananias.
He's not
Ananias.
He's not going to Tertullus,
the
spokesman
of God.
I want to hear more from Paul.
So we see the human heart on display,
and that gives him great boldness to announce God's
sin,
truth.
His lips in his
sin,
life
now
don't betray
the
gospel.
At, the providence of God on display.
They don't betray the gospel.
Providence.
Now,
most
now
of
listen,
you understand that
we're
going to
learn
something
state,
here.
I would
Rhode Island. Is
I would
right?
urge you to learn the lesson that Christian witness
providence
is sustained
is also
by your Christian integrity.
Very sweet Your gospel proclamation is sustained by your gospel living.
Describing the character of God. So
Paul, if you look at this drama, he's the only one in the room that has integrity here.
Conversion, we're reconciled to him. Now we're sons and daughters.
From the judge to the accusation,
he's the only one that could appeal to genuine integrity.
God is provident. Well, the word providence is tied to other characteristics of God, like his sovereignty and even foreknowledge, election, predestination.
Christian witness will be sustained in the Bible,
but just briefly, when we're talking of God's providence,
now, could we say that the
opposite way? What we see
is
God directing all things on planet Earth
hypocrisy
to accomplish his purposes.
Is a detriment to Christian witness?
God is directing, orchestrating all things
anybody
on planet Earth to
accomplish
his purposes.
For
Christians, it goes a little deeper and becomes a little more sweet because we know that, namely, it's to do his good for us and
some
through
are.
Us.
If you want the list,
that God is directing
it,
all things in your life to do his good in us and through us. In reality,
in fact, Paul the Apostle wrote,
this is where
the, Romans,
the meat of God's word
for those who love
is
God,
finding
for Christians,
its way right into your heart, I hope,
to those who are called according to his purposes. To those
your neighbor, your coworker,
and
your
if you want to see this
friend,
clearly
your family
and slowly
member, your
Wednesday
night
student,
the, Esther Bible study
might
that Pastor Fred
hear
is
you
through.
Invite them to church,
Book of God's
talk providence. About Bible school.
But we do see it in this passage. So let's work through that.
And if
let's
you're
take
a person
look at this
of Christian integrity, and I'm not talking moralism and just
look back
being a
at
nice
Acts
guy, but
chapter,
affected
back
by the gospel, shaped by the gospel of Jesus Christ,
if that is flourishing in some way, your invitation is strong.
And you see
if
some
it's
grave danger.
Faltering
that
in many ways,
facing.
It is weak.
Here's 40 men, very ambitious, right? And they
and,
vow to kill
not,
the Apostle
Paul. I'm
not
saying
Paul.
That because
now, there's a lot of them. There's 40, so they're overpowering.
Your Christianity
we would suspect
is abrasive.
That they were actually trained.
That's
and
true, right?
Through.
Sometimes you want to invite people
that
in,
are in
a rage,
but these
a
are guys
here.
Who are strategically
the Christianity is just people don't like
Christianity.
It. But here I'm bringing force. Up, it's not necessarily that
so
your Christianity is abrasive, but you're abrasive.
They have a plan.
This isn't just
you're
a rage
abrasive.
Moment. They're thinking through, here's the strategy that
now,
we're going
to
do it.
The plea here
fact,
is
plan
you're
do
thinking about your neighbor.
Saying, we're not
if,
eat
if
and
you
drink
ask your neighbor
get this done,
to come to church with you,
we're like a pack of dogs on the
are they going
to
be interested in
destroy.
Pursuing after what you're pursuing
and
after?
And God then, in
if you're wanting to sit down and give a book to them, is it going to betray, be betrayed by the way you're living and presenting
of
who
all
Christ
people.
Is for them?
This
now, my
is
plea to you right now
actually,
is not to take that
it.
And with some
this
guilt and then say, I'm going to try harder this week.
Paul hears about this.
But to actually just
many would
recognize,
say he was most likely a teenager,
I failed,
so teens
and I repent, Lord Jesus.
Can do gospel
and I
want
to turn to our Christ and seek his grace. So here's how it would look.
And we would say,
we have
is
a
being
good
set.
And gracious Lord.
Here's Paul's
right?
nephew hearing
with
about it
a very
it all,
good and gracious Lord.
Anybody reading this story would say there was the right person in
as
the
we
right
bask
place
in that
at the right time
as we
then
walk
we say,
with
that
good
so
and gracious
God
right
as our hearts are continually being
say,
shaped
no,
and transformed by
God's
the gospel
providence.
We become good and gracious people. That's the work of our Christ.
Now
it's
that's the
gospel isn't just that I now have this magical train ride
to
heaven
young family member
and I don't
who's
mean to
listen
be pejorative
to
on that there's
maybe a teenage
we are
boy.
Saved from sin and the penalty of sin
well,
we get to be with
to
God
the next
forever
step, God delivers Paul
but
through
many
an
people leave it at that I've got my ticket
non-Christian
the gospel
so
is
first,
at work in you both to will and do of God's
here's a
good
centurion
pleasure.
That's an officer who is commanding over 100 people
living it well
so this is a man
in
of prominence
of opposition.
He listens to the demands of a
so
prisoner.
This is not a call
that's
for perfection
right
to be humble
here's
to
a
be
prisoner and Paul demands take this boy
I know that
goes along with it.
This might first start in
not
your home,
move,
this week.
Right?
Second,
would
we
your
find
wife,
that the highest
your children,
ranking military leader in the city,
see
the
gospel
here.
Preached,
he would be the guy
see
the
lived out in your
commanding
life.
Officer
I,
in Jerusalem.
I have to be.
He would oversee
600 to 1,000 soldiers.
Who's the preacher today?
He listens to this young Jewish
well,
civilian.
Well, that was
an
easy
where
question.
Just,
you all
just
did miserably on that,
he
but you know, it was
immediately moves okay, to significant action.
But. I mean,
so
honestly,
I'm
today
the preacher,
I think we would say, okay,
I get to go home and
have
children in
let's
this
send
room.
Some soldiers out. Let's get some private investigators
is,
on that.
Is
see
the
if this is really
I'm
true.
Preaching, is it going to be messed
with my
life?
But this was an instantaneous, significant action.
But in a humility, a teachability, a willingness to confess my faults.
470 soldiers are
a detriment
to the
them
field.
As I spoil it with a wrong
now,
way of living.
Let's do the math
so
here.
We,
if there's 1,000
looking here at this first
stationed
contrast,
in Jerusalem,
lies
almost
versus
half
truth.
Of the army.
Integrity of Christian
event,
witness flows from your integrity as a
Christian
follower.
Which is possible.
And so we see
that's
this in Acts
army now leaving the city
let's
to
move
take
on to
this
the second
man
contrast, the great contrast in this passage.
And then
there's
a contrast
strategy
responding
to Jesus Christ
and his
message. 9 o'clock
at night and take him overnight. There is a big, significant contrast between how people receive the Lord Jesus in the book of Acts. The whole story of the book of Acts is a story of the gospel of Jesus Christ being proclaimed and how people take it. And as you go through the book of Acts, and as you go through the history of the church, and as you go even through your contemporary interactions with people, there's two significant ways. None of these events were an obstacle to the almighty providential God.
First one is hatred,
utter hatred.
In this passage, we have a clear
strong
picture of who God
hatred
is
for
and
Jesus
what he
and
does
his message
every day
and his messengers.
Behind the scenes, even in your life.
That was true in Jesus'
Dear
day,
Christian,
right?
This is great
did
hope.
Jesus have people that hated him?
Track
yes, he did.
With me as we go through this. This is a
he faced
clear
great hostility to the
of
point
who God
of
is and what he does every
in fact,
day
listen
behind
to this
the
from John,
scenes
this is
in
Jesus'
your
words,
life.
John 15.
So here in this
if
passage,
the world
God's
hates
providence
you,
is foiling this conspiracy.
Know that it has hated me before.
And
it
further,
hated
it's
you.
Causing the Apostle Paul to stay alive and
if
make
you
it
were
to
of
Rome,
the world, the world would love
world,
you as its
the
own.
Gospel
but
there.
Because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world,
Acts 23, and
therefore the world
we see
hates
that in
you.
Ways that we
remember
wouldn't have put
the word that I said to you, a
God
servant is not greater than his master.
His
if they persecuted me, no matter.
They will
what
also
rage
the
you,
enemies
and that's
had,
the
no
story we have in the book of Acts.
Or ambition they had,
you see that
God
through and through, clearly seen. Now, just to highlight a little bit from Paul's life
in
chapter,
later in Paul's life,
Paul experiencing hostility and violence as the apostle of Jesus Christ. Here's a representation of some things that happened to him.
He's writing to the church in
they laid hands on the apostle Paul.
And he's reflecting on
they seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple.
He says in Philippians chapter
they were seeking to kill him. They were beating Paul. He was bound in chains. He was in prison. He was slandered.
The whole imperial guard.
Starting to see
now,
the
why
beauty of
what
that?
Happened there.
Listen, it was not because he voted for the opposing political party.
You must see this, my fellow Christian.
It wasn't that he actually literally did crimes against them and hurt them or offended them. It was because
good.
He proclaimed the good news of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection
to
redeem sinners like you and I. It was because he called people to embrace Jesus as Christ and Lord.
Now, through us in a moment. Let's pause here.
But
and
faith
and
comes
we're
along
talking about
rest.
This seems maybe
and the
dated,
reassurance that
antiquated,
God does know what he's doing.
Or maybe in a different nation.
So
maybe
so
in a different part of the world.
Chaotic and confusing.
And it's true.
My fellow
Christian,
evidence of
you know you've
great
been made right with God. You're his son, his daughter. And you know his providence is ruling over your life.
Here
and you don't
this,
know what is going on and why.
Feeling of the human
but
heart.
Faith
there
is a
resting
in the reassurance
in the human
that he
heart
does know.
Fights
and he will accomplish
the claims of the Lord Jesus Christ.
One pastor explained it this way.
Bring this up because it might be happening in your own
this
heart.
This is
right
all
now.
The reassurance that
there's
we
a hostility to
for in the last
the
analysis.
That I'm guilty.
It's not important whether
I will
we understand
be judged.
What God is doing.
There's been several occasions I've had as a pastor where
we'll often say,
people
why?
Have been upset
why?
With me as I preach
that's
when
true.
I would mention
that'll
you're
happen.
A sinner.
But that's not the most important.
Not
thing.
Either.
This pastor says it's
there's
not important whether we understand
that
what's God doing.
That guilt
it is important.
I don't want to feel guilty.
This
I'm a good person.
Right now. It's
how dare
important
you?
Only for us to know.
There's also a hostility in the human heart,
and therefore
against the need
him.
To submit to a greater authority.
It's not important
to
know what.
I want
to
be king. I don't want
happening.
You to tell me what to do.
God knows what's
that's
happening.
That's nonsense.
You trust him. You trust so him, brothers.
Whether
sisters?
That is an outspoken
you
hatred or just this
that in
quiet rejection,
good or bad,
the hostility
is watching over you. Ensuring that
life
we're under
and
his
message
protection
were hated
and, care.
And rejected. And I would plead
I know
to any who have that edge.
If we spent 10 minutes even
look
just
to the
calling
Lord
up
Jesus,
people to testify to this,
softening.
I think many would come
see
up and
beauty.
Say in grandeur.
I look back at some of the events in my life
actually
my
to the
family's
second
life.
Main response. And that in the book of Acts, you have this one response
and
to Christ and his message,
that
hatred.
I that
the second
all
response
of that
we see over and over and over again
an all-wise, amazing hand of God at work.
Accepting of the Lord Jesus Christ. The full embracing of the Lord
come
Jesus
to realize
Christ. Not a casual,
event,
cultural
that
Christianity.
Absolute
acceptance.
Strategy that God has.
Now, let's actually go back
the
to verse 1
and
look at this group, the elders, in light of this.
And make you more reflect the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The elders, this group of Jews that came to accuse the Apostle Paul,
today,
and they had a hatred for Jesus, and Paul is the messenger of Jesus.
Please hear this. I believe a firm faith
by the grace
providence
of, God,
is the solution
that
to so many of
that would have been
problems.
Paul standing there.
Counsel your heart right now. What's troubling
what
you, and how does this come along?
Apart from the grace of God,
we already know enough about Paul.
That would have been Paul.
That all will be well.
He hated Christianity.
It's a
he
great
would've.
And helpful
in
reminder
in an instant
to
said, I'll go and testify against this sect, this nonsensical group of people.
Paul himself said it.
Yet here
God
he is now representing the way,
for good to
representing
those
the way
God,
of the Lord Jesus Christ in chains.
To his
from hostility to absolute full acceptance. Arrogance
an arrogant rejection to an all-out embrace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, this is the story of conversion that we see over and over and over again in the book of Acts. This is the story of conversion that we see over and over again in our membership interviews when people come to join the church, or in our baptism services when people are expressing, making their faith public through a baptism. This is the stories of conversion that I know in our home we hear as we have people over and we talk about when you came to know the Lord Jesus. We are a people that have been rescued from the dominion of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of Christ. We are all out full embracing Country Bible Church, are we not? We want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ all the way. For Paul, the hostility has melted, the joy of salvation is embraced, and we sing about these things now. This is why we sing. So you have hatred, you have this complete acceptance as two main responses. But this chapter brings up a third response, and it's interesting. Felix and his wife Drusilla. And that response is one of curiosity, but ultimately rejection. Kind of like this, it's interesting, but rejected. You can see in verse 22, it says here that Felix had an accurate knowledge of the way, which is to say, he intellectually, academically understood this Christianity. But we also see it was more than that. He wanted to learn more. So he's curious. Verse 24, he invited Paul to come and share more about the way. And this passage is so quick. It's fun to just slow down and get our imaginations going. So long day, hot summer day maybe. Felix is kind of bored. And, oh yeah, Paul's in jail down the road. Let's bring him in. Let's hear more about this way that he talks about. Paul gets the nudge, you need to come and talk to the governor about your faith, and I don't see the Apostle Paul being reluctant. In fact, if you look at one of the verses here, there's a nice three-point outline. He just had already ready to go. But notice, what verse is it here? Notice in verse 24, what did he speak about right away? I speak about my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've grown up within Christianity, you can almost hear the voice of Billy Graham going, calling Felix, come to a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the three-point outline in verse 25, he reasoned with him about the life of a Christian and righteousness, self-control, the coming judgment. Nice, three-point outline. It's very quick here. Paul probably spent longer than I preach going through that. But it's basically a short little overview of Christian theology, Christian living. Here's what we know. We could linger here a little longer, but here's what we know. When the Apostle Paul had an opportunity to speak, he didn't go right to the same old all the time. Actually, he did. He always went to Jesus, right? But he did it in the context of the hearers, the listeners. And he's doing that here. We won't get into it too much, but Felix and Drusilla were corrupt, immoral. Drusilla here is about 20 years old, beautiful woman. But Felix had instigated this scheme to rob her of her first husband so that he could be married to her. And there's brutality and all kinds of things. So the Apostle Paul knew this. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a righteousness, a self-control. There's a coming judgment. Very clearly confronting the sins of Felix and Drusilla. In fact, look at the response. Verse 25. This was not an academic lecture, brothers and sisters. This was the preaching of truth to this guy. And the response was a Godward response. It says in verse 25, alarmed. Does somebody else have a different translation? Another word for alarmed there? Frightened. There's a Greek word that we get our word phobia from that's often used for fearful. This is a stronger word than that. Terrified. He's terrified here. So what does he tell him to do? Get away from me. And then what's the next verse say? I need more money from this guy. This place of terror, eternal judgment, righteousness, self-control, I've blown it all. And a call to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then this desire for money, this desire for prestige, this desire for prominence, these idols overshadowed the truth, tamed the truth, cast a shadow of it where it was lost. After this, we don't hear much about Felix. I don't know what became of him. But I would say this, Felix's response is a common response. People hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, and I would say especially in American culture, where a majority of people would claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm a Christian. And then we put Jesus through our grid. We judge Jesus' worth based on our own preferences. We want part of him, but not all of him. And the end result is this interest in Christianity, maybe even coming to church once in a while or regularly, liking some things about Jesus. But my brothers and sisters, I tell you, but often no real conversion to the Lord Jesus Christ. No commitment, still dead in trespasses and sin. Today's passage brings you to some examination in your response. I'm not bringing this up to just give you an overview of the text. I really don't want this to be a commentary. I want this information to help you. And in a few moments, we're going to sing a little more and then leave. But what is your response to the Lord Jesus going to be? As you're looking at these things, it may not be hostility, but are you a little like Felix? The voice of God through Scripture calls you to turn from your own opinions and fall before Jesus, embrace his salvation and his full lordship. Like Paul, and like the thousands of others in the book of Acts, and like the dozens and dozens of people here today, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Let's pray together. Thank you for your word, Father.